You only need one match, just the one. Don't you, Catalyst Wrestling Underground from Harlem? There is a promotion in Spanish Harlem. Doesn't quite go, but there you go. You only need one match when the two people in this match are Colby Carino, who is the junior NWA champion, and Rocky Romero, who wants the junior NWA championship. That's all you need. Just one match. Because these two really know how to sell a match. They really know how to sell a match in and out of the ring. They really know how to wrestle. They really know how to go about the business of wrestling. That's pretty much conclusive. So they can give you good mat work, which they do here. They can work on one body part. So Colby Carino, kick to the arm, then it's an arm lock, a springboard clothesline, an inside out senton. This is beautiful. Then Rocky Romero comes back with a half octopus. It's not fully on. You know, he's got bits and bobs of it, just a couple of tentacles. He works the arm too. Single arm DDT, a hurricanrana to an arm bar. But then Colby Carino lifts him up, muscles him up to a Styles Clash. And then counters a tilt-a-whirl, I presume DDT, to hit a backbreaker. But then Rocky does hit that tornado DDT, which he loves. Double stomp to the head, off the apron, whilst Colby Carino is hanging over the guardrail. That was just great. And then throws him back in the ring, hits a double stomp off the top for another long two count. Their movement and what they decide to do and their choices, that'll be what they decide to do, won't it? Yes, really tells a story and really moves this match along. Beautifully done. No wasted movement. They trade shots because that's what the kind of thing that you do in this match. They trade stomps. There's a sudden pile driver from Colby. He goes for a clothesline. Rocky Romero catches him, gets an armbar. It's reversed to a figure four from Colby Carino. This is just stunningly good stuff. Romero just hits a sliced bread for 2.999 recurring because he can. And then there's a victory roll from Colby Carino off the second rope. The ending had to come quickly. The ending could have come for either of them. It came for Colby Carino, hit a quick DDT and got the win. And afterwards, Rocky Romero bigged him up, got the handshake. And that's the way wrestling should be done. Beautiful in the ring, beautiful out the ring, tells a story, wonderful mat work, brilliant wrestling, spots but not high spots, because there's a reason for everything. They tell a story. These two are some of the best storytellers around at the moment. They ain't no J.K. Rowling. They ain't no Hans Christian Andersen. These are wrestlers. Ta-ta.